Have you ever thought about AI no longer being just a tool, but becoming a kind of digital labor that breaks down goals on its own, calls the tools it needs, and sees a task through from start to finish? This is the AI agent economy I've been thinking about lately. OpenClaw caught fire not because of any single incremental improvement. It was three things coming together. The base models got smart enough, the open scaffolding frameworks matured, and on top of that, the channel into instant messaging was opened up. All at once, the barrier dropped, and the whole framework came alive. What really decides the difference in experience, it turns out, is the skill packs. Some inject domain expertise, others automate a workflow. Someone even proposed a five-step method of raising a lobster, turning how you manage an agent is something that can be systematized. What struck me most was the reversal in talent demand. Even textile mills and traditional companies making diesel engines are competing for AI talent. In the past, you hired people to reduce headcount. Now you are fighting over the people who can command an agent. But there's a tension here I am still turning over. Some say SOPs are a transitional artifact, that AI doesn't need an SOP at all, and can do better without one. Yet the people actually implementing this inside companies remind us that the accumulation of process assets is what's fundamental. My own understanding is this: an individual can move past SOPs, but a company still needs process management. It's just that the object of that management has shifted from people to agents. In the end, the point isn't which tool you depend on, it's how the process itself gets laid down and accumulated.